Farmers in Mexico say free trade is about to hurt their fragile farms. Under the 1994 North American Free Trade Agreement, protective tariffs have been gradually disappearing. On January 1st, agricultural goods such as potatoes, sorghum, chicken, and pork will be fully liberalized. Industry analysts say millions of rural jobs will be lost as subsidized U.S. goods enter the Mexican market. NPR's Jerry Haddon reports.
Farmer Carlos Dobler stands before a concrete holding pen squirming with enormous white pigs. Dozens of them cram their snouts against the bars of their cages, baring their teeth. Dobler's operation, some 3 hours north of Mexico City, is small, and it keeps getting smaller. This year, Dobler says he was forced to drop from 200 sows down to 140.
Really, this price crisis right now with our pigs lowered our cash flow, so we had to sell some of our sows to provide enough feed for the rest of the system.
Dobler and hundreds of thousands of others, from orange growers in Mexico's tropical south to chicken farmers in the Central Plains, say they're suffering under an inherent trade imbalance with the United States. While under NAFTA, protective import tariffs have been slowly diminishing on both sides of the border, domestic protections up north continue via the U.S. Farm Bill.
We see they have the benefit of having higher subsidies than we got here in Mexico, and that makes it a little bit tougher for us, or much tougher for us, to really be able to compete under this system. And after these 9 years of NAFTA, we have lost part of the market share we used to have.
For example, as protective tariffs have slowly dropped, U.S. pork loins now carry a sticker price lower than what Mexican farmers can offer. When tariffs disappear altogether January 1st, farmers say other Mexican pork products will vanish from local shelves. Carlos Navarro is president of Mexico's 250,000-member Confederation of Pig Farmers. He blames former President Carlos Salinas and his negotiators for ignoring farmers and selling out the countryside during the NAFTA negotiations. NAFTA was signed with a 10-year schedule, he says, but who made that decision? A politician, someone who didn't care, with no inheritance or incumbency, possibly even a Mexican who'd studied at an American university. Indeed, NAFTA was never meant to protect Mexico's desperately poor farmers and their antiquated small-scale systems for growing, says Sidney Weintraub, a senior analyst at the Washington-based Center for Strategic and International Studies.
It was the desire of a lot of the economists in Mexico to reduce some of the protective nature, particularly on a lot of the grains, in the hope that a lot of people would begin to move to the cities where they could earn more and probably lead more productive lives. Their program would have worked if Mexico in recent years has had higher growth. They haven't had that.
The biggest setback to that growth was the devastating peso devaluation of 1994-95, which led to a multi-billion dollar U.S. bailout. The migration Weintraub mentions has taken place, and by the tens of millions. Bankrupt farmers have poured into large Mexican cities and across the U.S. border looking for work. Mexican President Vicente Fox, anxious to reach an immigration accord with the United States, is linking the illegal border crossings to the final phase of NAFTA. Fox brought up the issue with President George Bush last month at the APEC summit in Los Cabos.
Un tema importante para nosotros es el de la producción agropecuaria.
One important subject for us is subsidies that the U.S. government has decided to give to its farmers, Fox says, and how much that affects us, because it's tied directly to immigration. If the Mexican countryside can't function, he says, if prices drop, it generates more immigration because opportunities at home go down. President Bush, however, had border security on his mind during APEC and spent little time entertaining the idea of such an accord. Farmers like Carlos Dobler say if something doesn't change, they will soon shut down. He's watching helplessly as his staff of 9 employees shrinks.
Well, we had 2 people that already left, and right now there are some people looking just to the end of this year, and so on this year, it's not for me possible to live anymore from my own farm.
Farmers are calling on Fox to either grant them subsidies as well or renegotiate NAFTA's agricultural terms altogether. But with 2 months to go until tariffs disappear completely, that will be all but impossible. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Querétaro, Mexico.